This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, June is Dairy Month, and it's a time to celebrate and be thankful for all of the great things that dairy farmers give us, whether that's cheese, ice cream, butter, milk, or other dairy products. We owe the cows and the farmers a big thank you. Today, we'll visit with members of a family who've been farming for generations, and we'll also talk with our good friend Joyce Fickery with the St. Louis Dairy Council. Mark Hilgendorf and his wife Laura help operate a family dairy in Nokomis, and Mark and his oldest son Landon will share their story. Joyce, I'll start with you. We're in the middle of June now, but we're still celebrating, and I think it's actually an anniversary for the St. Louis Dairy Council as well.
Yes, it's a double anniversary, actually. June Dairy Month has been around since 1937, so it's about 80 years since that started. And then for St. Louis District Dairy Council, it is our 85th anniversary. So we're really happy about that. Of course, our major goal is to let people know the importance of milk and dairy products in the diet and encourage everyone to get 3 servings of dairy each and every day.
Yes, absolutely. Well, what an exciting month to be celebrating that along with June Dairy Month. And who better to talk to about Dairy Month than some local dairy farmers? So we have Mark Hilgendorf and his son Landon with us today. Mark, I'll start with you. You live in Montgomery County now, but that's not always been the case.
No, it's not. I grew up in Iroquois County, which is northeast of here, kind of south of Chicago. I grew up on a dairy farm. It was a commercial farm of about 100 cows with my dad and my grandpa. I married my wife, Laura Rupert, from Nokomis. We lived up on my home farm for about a year and a half, and then we moved down to Montgomery County, and we've been here for about 10 years. And we've got 3 kids. Landon's 8, Kaylee's 6, and Logan is 3.
Awesome. So you're plenty busy with all the kids and the family and the dairy farming, it sounds like.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Landon, we want to hear from you, too. So can you tell us how old you are and maybe what you help out with on the dairy farm?
8, and I usually help out with feeding the calves and cutting twine on hay bales. And sometimes I'm allowed to drive the tractor to pull hay from the field and back.
Awesome. So do you have to get up really early, or do you help in the afternoon, or what time of day are you doing
this
stuff?
Usually during the afternoon.
After school, maybe?
Dad's the one who gets up early. He's usually up at about 3, I don't know, maybe?
Yeah. And can you tell us how many times a day do they milk the cows? Do you know?
2.
2 times? Awesome. Well, Mark, I'll talk to you a little bit more. Thank you, Landon. Great job. I talked to, I guess it'd be your father-in-law last year, Dave, about the operations that you guys do and kind of the way things work. But you'll have to remind us, how many head of cows do you have, and then what breed of cows are you milking?
Right now we're milking approximately 80 purebred Holsteins. Just had a new baby calf this morning when I woke up. But we, twice a day, it's pretty much Dave and myself do probably about 85-90% of the milking. Laura's starting to help out quite a bit more as the kids are growing up, especially now in summertime. They're not out at school. We grow alfalfa, and we grow beans and corn. I think like a lot of farmers this year, we did have to replant quite a bit of our corn, but it's looking really good, and the beans are looking really good, and the rain we had the other night was a blessing.
Yes, as Terry Toe and everybody around here was saying, it was $1 million rain.
Yes.
Well, that's great to hear that the crops are looking good. Landon mentioned helping feed hay. What other things are you feeding? Do you feed corn silage, or what's the main diet of the cows?
Yes, we do. We have a TMR mixer, so we have our ingredients. We have corn silage. We have dry alfalfa hay. We also grind our own corn. We have a small harvester silo that we put high moisture corn in every fall from our own. We have a protein supplement, and we were fortunate enough, I'd say 2 months ago, a company from Taylorville called Watson Foods called us up and said they had wheat bran that they've just been throwing away, and said if you guys want it, you can have it. The particles are too big for the flour that they make, so they're It's just a byproduct, and it's not as energy as corn, but it does have quite a bit of energy, and it also has some fiber in it. So it's free feed, and we just have to drive to Taylorville and pick it up.
Awesome. So do you have someone that helps you come up with the rations and things, a nutritionist or a vet that you work with closely?
Yeah, we work pretty close with Dave Leidy with FS Livestock Services. We're just talking to him yesterday about some of the changes coming up where some of our feed ingredients are getting a little low, so we're trying to decide what we want to go to next and how we want to proceed as time goes on the next months, what we're going to do after corn silage and next year, and try to figure out what we want to steer towards for the cows.
So how have things changed? You grew up on a dairy, not in this area, but a little bit farther north. Has the industry developed a lot since you were a kid? Have you been able to see changes? And maybe that's even with the way you manage the dairy operation, with the way you do things. Have you seen a lot of changes in your lifetime? Or
I'd say one of the things I've seen, there's just a lot. There's a lot fewer dairies, small family dairies. The bigger dairies are big and getting bigger yet. But if, you know, a small farm can find their niche and make a go of it, it's a wonderful place to have a family. And I enjoyed growing up on it, and I hope we can keep it around for our kids to grow up on it, and someday maybe one of them will take it over.
Yeah, well, sounds awesome. Landon, what's your favorite part about growing up on the farm and with the dairy cows?
I'd say about having the experience of actually leading a calf in a cow show.
Yeah?
Which is I think it's a really good experience. You learn how to work with those animals and learn how to feed them, how to groom them, and how to put the halters on and take them off and lead them back and forth. And I just think it's a really good experience.
Well, I think you're right. You're in school. You're 8 years old. So do any of your classmates live on a dairy farm, or are you one of the only kids in your school?
Well, yeah, pretty much dairy farms, yes. But I do have a friend. She lives on a pig farm down in Raymond.
Uh-huh.
And I have another classmate. His grandparents are on a farm.
How do you think growing up on a farm makes you different? You have chores, obviously, you're telling me about them, but do you think you have, I don't know, a stronger work ethic or more responsibility than some of your other classmates?
Yep.
You think, so you're pretty bright for your age. I say you're looking into the future. You think it's a great experience. So I'll ask you, do you think the things you're learning now you're going to carry with you as you get older and maybe in high school and after?
Probably.
And do you have any idea what you want to be when you grow up or what you want to do?
I'd say a dairy farmer.
Awesome. Well, I think Dad and Grandpa will be happy to hear that. Landon or Mark, you can tell me, who do you milk for? Who comes and picks up your milk?
Prairie Farms.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave is a board member on the Prairie Farms. Prairie Farms has been very good to us. They're very good to all of the farmers and with the cooperative.
Well, it sounds like you've got a great operation. And Mark and Landon, thanks so much for telling your story and sharing that with me. I want to talk to Joyce a little bit more now. We need to talk about June Dairy Month because it is an exciting month, and we get to, I know you get to work with local dairy farmers too, just like me, and talk to them. So what is the history of June Dairy Month? How did we start celebrating this, or when did we start celebrating?
It actually did start in 1937, and I believe at that time it was called National Milk Month. And then in 1939, it did change to National June Dairy Month. And it started out initially because June was a high milk production month, and it's also typically the time that kids are getting out of school. So a lot of milk was available, and it just served as kind of a reminder to parents that, you know, children still need the milk, even if they're not at school, having school lunch along with the school milk. And it's just a great time to really honor the dairy farmers that we have and how they really work very hard to produce this nutritious and wholesome product.
Yeah, well, it is. It's very important that we do have dairy farmers, and a salute to them, I guess, for this month. Joyce, anything else you'd like to share with us about the anniversary of the Dairy Council? 85 years, and you said kind of a double anniversary, too. So any fun and exciting things going on or things you'd like to point out for us?
Well, we are celebrating along during this month and also in the future. I brought some little goodies for us to enjoy later on, some cake and also some cupcakes along with milk. And we are celebrating that way. We are having a couple meetings. One is this month, and we will have some cake, a celebration cake there. And then also in August, we are having an event for previous staff and board members to attend, which will be our actual 85th celebration.
And I would like to give you the chance to talk about all the great and nutritious things that are in milk. We say 3 servings a day, but just, I think, a great time to remind us of why dairy is so important in our diet.
Provides 9 essential nutrients. Of course, many people know it's important because it provides calcium. We need calcium for healthy bones and teeth. But along with that, we also get other essential nutrients, things like vitamin D, which helps our body absorb and use the calcium. Milk is a great source of protein. Many people do not realize that. Anytime you have a glass of milk or a serving of cheese or yogurt, you're getting 8 grams of quality protein and a number of other vitamins and important minerals for our health.
Well, it is an awesome snack or meal or however you want to have it, and a lot of great things to choose from. And Joyce, I know that the Dairy Council has resources people can visit if they'd like more information.
Yes, our website is stldairycouncil.org, and we also have a Facebook page, STL Dairy Council. If you want to visit that, you'll find out a little bit about the activities we're doing during June Dairy Month.
Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council and Mark and Landon Hilgendorf of Nokomis. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.